discount, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you, too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is a good friend, Major Doug Rocky, retired from the military now, but when he was working in the Persian Gulf area, this was back during the first Gulf War, he was the officer who really wrote most of the regulations as far as depleted uranium. He was responsible for a contingent that was supposed to decontaminate the vehicles, the American tanks and American personnel carriers that had been hit by friendly fire and contaminated with depleted uranium, which is a byproduct of fire and depleted uranium shells. Now, the difficulty is that the government, for whatever reason, does not want to recognize what they know is the fact that depleted uranium, once it's inhaled, once it gets into your body, is there and it creates chronic disability. In fact, we've contaminated certainly that whole part of the world with depleted uranium. Many other countries feel this is a war crime. There are meetings held all throughout the world about the dangers of depleted uranium, and not a word in the American press, because they don't want the American people to know that we're destroying the lives of our soldiers. You know, brave young men who go over there believing they're fighting for freedom are being used as guinea pigs, and many of them will die of the effects of depleted uranium. Major Rocky, thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you bring us up to date with what's happening? You know, it was probably 4 or 5 months ago you pointed out the Veterans Administration statistics, which I tracked down, that over almost 80,000 of the original 695,000 service people we sent over to the Persian Gulf during the first Gulf War, almost 80,000 of them were dead by that time, but according to the Veterans Administration figures, or at least as they said, no longer living. Well, where do we stand today? Do we have any idea how many more of those unfortunate people have died?
Well, first off, I'd like to dedicate the show to the memory of Lieutenant Colonel Bill Orell, who was the commander of the 1103rd, who was the officer that hauled all the contaminated equipment, captured equipment back and forth for me during Operation Desert Storm. Approximately 10 a.m. yesterday morning, I find out that he had died of cancer, and he had been totally abandoned by the United States Department of Defense and the United States Department of Veteran Affairs, and never received the mandatory medical care which I ordered and the 3rd U.S. Army Medical Commander ordered during Desert Storm.
Well, unfortunately, what people don't understand is there is a cabal that really hates our military, doing everything they can to destroy it, but we couldn't let the military know that, and most people are totally unaware of the fact that the are intentionally destroying the lives and taking the lives of many of our military people. The enemy is not in Iraq or in Russia or hiding in the cave in Pakistan. Some of them are working in the Department of Defense.
Yeah, it's turned into a catastrophe. I also found out this morning, less than an hour ago, that Department of Defense officials had deliberately gone into a community to a mayor to prevent individuals from telling the soldiers in that community, the family members, about the Army Regulation 700-48, which United States Army Regulation 700-48, which was signed by General Irish Shinseki while he was, you know, number one general before he retired, mandating complete environmental remediation of all uranium weapons contamination, whether it's in Concord, Massachusetts, Vieques, Puerto Rico, Jefferson Proving Ground in Indiana, or Albany, New York, and whether it's in Okinawa, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the Balkans, Afghanistan. And they are doing everything they can to prevent, as we speak, to prevent soldiers, family members, and everybody from knowing exactly what the requirements are for environmental remediation. But more important, as again highlighted by my finding out another one of my team members had died a while ago, and I didn't find out till yesterday morning, they want to prevent the soldiers, the family members, and all the civilians from knowing that medical care, prompt and effective medical care provided within 24 hours of exposure is already mandated by the United States Department of Defense leaders. They do not want anybody to know that. So we're seeing horrendous casualties. We're seeing absolutely horrendous casualties. The most current casualty number that we have right now from the United States Department of Veteran Affairs for what we call the disease and non-battle injuries, okay? And again, this is dealing with the numbers. As of March, and this is the most recent data that we have, the disease and non-battle injury casualties from Operation Iraqi Freedom, which has nothing to do with freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom, which has nothing to do with freedom, is 324,846 of our sons and daughters. 324,846.
Now, these were people who went to the Gulf there, but we only had about 695,000, didn't we?
Yeah, we've had, you know, there's been about 1.5 million that have gone in. Okay, so what we're seeing is repeat tours. But now the actual, this is the number of individuals that were in the military, got out of the military, and have now gone to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs for medical care. So the current number as of, and the most recent data we have is for March, so, I mean, that's over, 4 months old, is 324,846. We know historically from the previous reports in October of 2007 and January 2008 that we're seeing an increase in the total number of casualties, disease and non-battle injury of around 30,000 per quarter or every 3 months.
Now, are these first Gulf War, second Gulf War?
This is the current second Gulf War. The first Gulf War casualties now, the number that have applied to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs is well over 300,000.
Okay, and we're going to be back here in just a moment. Remember, there are only 695,000 all told, and 300,000 have applied for disability or help. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
And an emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan Rack here, and Major Doug Rocky's with us, who's been on the front lines of the battle to expose the harm that's being done by depleted uranium. Basically, of course, this, these over 300,000 veterans of the Second Gulf War, many of those actually related to head injuries? Are they related to depleted uranium? Are they related to post-traumatic stress? What are they? Do we have any idea?
We absolutely do. When you go to the doctor as a physician, Dr. Stan, you know very well yourself, what we have is very specifically you have a diagnosis, okay? And that's called an ICD-9 code, so it's a diagnostic code. And from that information, okay, what you end up doing is finding out exactly what type of medical problems are being presented and in need of medical care. Now, it's very important to understand, and this is from my own firsthand experience and daily work, that although we do have diagnoses in some cases, okay, prompt and optimal medical care is deliberately and definitely not being provided to the soldiers. For example, about two weeks ago, United States House of Representatives House Oversight Committee totally confirmed and issued a report that over 8,700 individuals that had been discharged after serving in Iraq and Afghanistan by the Department of Defense died while waiting for the United States Department of Veterans Affairs to provide them medical care. Over 8,700, totally confirmed report issued by the United States House of Representatives House Oversight Committee, and again, the Honorable Dennis Kucinich, who ran for president, is a very good friend of mine, has got the information out. What we do know, and what we are seeing, the same medical problems totally confirmed in the diagnostic codes from Operation Desert Storm and Desert Shield, now on to the stuff in the Balkans and now in Afghanistan, Iraq, are the following. Infectious and parasitic diseases, approximately 11% of all troops. Malignant neoplasms, that's cancer, about 1%. That's unheard of. Benign neoplasms are at 4%. Endocrine nutritional metabolic problems are at 21%. Leukemias, we're looking at 2%. That's in blood problems. That's unheard of in the general population at those numbers, isn't it, Dr. Stan?
Yep, that's pretty way out of proportion.
When we look at PTSD and mental disorders, we're going to come back to that. It's incredible numbers. I mean, we're talking way over 100,000. The RAND Commission estimated well over 300,000. Neurological problems, direct neurological problems. This shows up in a lot of ways, but primarily the neurological system is collapsing, and what we're seeing is approximately 16% of all troops have serious — 40% are having serious problems in the mental and PTSD. That's currently neurological, we're at 33%. When we get to the circulatory system, okay, this is cardiac and problems. You hear daily about soldiers dropping dead, whether they're in their barracks or out running or walking, all of a sudden they drop dead. Well, we're having circulatory cardiac problems, 16% of all troops. Respiratory problems, severe, and this comes on as the diagnosis is usually reactive airway disease. It's almost like an asthma, but it's chemical toxins induced, and you have serious lack of perfusion, which means the O2 is not getting to the cells. You're not removing the carbon dioxide to CO2, and at the same time, you're not having adequate nutrition. So, again, 16% is circulatory. Respiratory, we're looking at 20%. We get the digestive system, the whole gastrointestinal system, 31%, serious problems. Genounitary system, we're looking at 10%. The rashes and all of the skin problems. Now, I've got a rash on mine that's never healed now in 17 years. It's been there since 24 hours after we started the DU project. We're looking at 15%. Musculoskeletal systems, the usual diagnosis is fibromyalgia because of the extent of pain. It's a whole combination of lack of perfusion, lack of nutrition, you know, inability to remove all of the byproducts in the musculoskeletal system, you know, from movement and action, 46%. Symptoms, signs, ill-defined conditions, this diagnostic codes, again, 780 through 799, we're looking at right at 37%. Injuries and poisoning, we're looking at 20%. This is amongst extremely healthy young individuals. The majority of these individuals are between the ages of 20 and 29. And very specific demographics on that stuff is 6% or less than the age of 20, 52% are between the ages of 20 to 29, 23% are between the ages of 30 and 39, and 19% are 40 or older. You don't see these type of horrific medical problems in the general population, extremely amongst individuals who were extremely healthy prior to being deployed into any of these military operations. I mean, as a physician, Dr. Stand, it's staggering. Would you agree?
I agree, yes.
So what we're seeing, the same diagnostic problems that we're seeing in Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, is exactly what we've seen in Desert Storm, almost exactly what we've seen in the Balkans. And, again, we can go back with a lot of these same problems from Agent Orange and everything that we saw amongst all the Vietnam veterans.
Would chelation help get the depleted uranium out of the people, if at least those people who have depleted uranium poisoning and have symptoms from it?
Well, only partially. What we do know from the research documents and all the work I did as the director of the U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project and as the Army's expert and as a DU casually personally, and I'm fighting with the VA for medical care. I was over there last Monday, and I go back next week, and it's just a joke. But anyhow, what the requirement is by the United States Department of Defense and the Pentagon medical directives is they're supposed to conduct what's called a radiobioassay. They collect the urine, the feces, and nasal and pharyngeal swabs within 24 hours of exposure. If you can get a baseline within 24 hours of exposure, you can remove a portion of the soluble fraction, which is a very small portion of it, out through chelation therapy. However, chelation therapy using EDT or any of this, as you know, as a physician, is extremely dangerous. Must be done under a physician's direct guidance in a hospital, correct?
Right.
And so it's virtually impossible. What we have, the other thing, too, is only a small fraction of the exposure is soluble uranium or soluble, which can be passed out through chelation. If it's insoluble, it doesn't matter what you do. It's not in the urine, the bloodstream, and it's not going to be passed out. And so what we have is, in my case or anybody else, inhalation, you have all the uranium particulates and everything in the lungs causing tremendous lung damage, which has been known since, you know, the start of the Manhattan Project. In my conversations with some of the last living gods of that, it totally confirmed it, as the documents do. And then you have all the shrapnel. Now, one of the things that happened in March of 1993 at AFRI, this is the big medical hospital at Bethesda, Maryland. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And AFRI is the Armed Forces Radiological Biological Research Institute. They issued a directive called AFRI 93-2 and deliberately ordered that DU shrapnel be left in place to find out what happened. And they've never removed it. Or they just don't remove it, and then we've got horrendous casualties and everything else.
In other words, they're simply using our soldiers as guinea pigs again.
Oh, and that's the direct order to do so. But again, when we look at hundreds of thousands of casualties, We know what happened during Desert Storm and the exposures, and this time around we're seeing horrific medical problems amongst hundreds of thousands whose medical care is deliberately and willfully delayed and denied as totally confirmed, okay, by the United States House of Representatives and other investigative reports and our own firsthand experience, is they don't care. In my conversations in the last few days with the United States Department of Veterans Affairs Inspector General, and that's Mrs. Christine Levine, she simply refused to act, even though she knew perfectly well and provided documentation of the fraud, waste, and denied and delayed medical care. And again, there have been court case after court case. The court case in San Francisco confirmed the problems. The judge said he did not have the ability to intervene. And now on the AP today, you know, there's been a call for, obviously, they're appealing that case to get action. The same thing happens when the Inspector General for the VA refused to act. I went to the VA headquarters and been talking with those the last few days, and they just put you off, and they put you off because they don't want to take action to ensure medical care is provided as required. They don't want to ensure that the troops have any of the training required prior to deployment. For example, here in the state of Illinois, we're getting ready to deploy about 22,000 Illinois Army and National Guard troops to Afghanistan. They have not received the mandatory training to ensure safety when they're over there. They do not have the mandatory equipment that's required by the Army regulations, and yet they're sending them into harm's way. And what we can expect, unless something is different, we're going to expect the same numbers, around 40 to 50% of those to come back with serious medical problems for which the Department of Defense will not provide medical care, and for which the VA also delays and denies medical care, such as resulted in the death of over 8,700 here just in the last few months, as totally confirmed by the United States House of Representatives.
What a tragedy that these wicked people are actually destroying our own army, not by the enemy, but by the people here, because of their intense hatred of America. They don't want, in my estimation, you know, to have a cadre of young people to be willing to fight for America, because America's under it. Attack, not from without, but from within. So,
yeah, I think it's important we have to understand, and we have to come back to the fundamentals, and I want to make this very, very clear. And people need to think logically about this. Iraq has never posed any threat to us whatsoever. They have never attacked us. They never had the intention to do so. They had no capability, no military, no Navy, no Army, no Air Force to do so. Afghanistan, either the Taliban had absolutely no capability whatsoever to attack us. They never have. They don't have an Air Force or a Navy or anybody, a way to attack us, to do anything to us, to suspend our rights or freedoms or overthrow our government. Simple statement of fact. It's extremely important to understand that the invasion of Iraq was based on total lies. That's completely known today. Okay, they keep saying the mission is success, and John McCain keeps saying that the mission is success. But however, in all our attempts and my own discussions with John McCain's personal staff in attempts to get medical care for everybody and get compliance with the Army orders and regulations, Senator McCain's own staff has refused to help us. It's that simple. Now, at the same time, Senator Obama's staff has, we're talking with them, and they're agreeing, trying to help us as to whether or not he will step up to the plate and actually do something, still waits to be seen. But that's the hardcore reality of what we have. The invasion of Afghanistan, it again came on down. Everybody thinks it's related to 9-1-1. It was not related to 9-1-1. Okay? What we do know, and is very simple, is it's related to a congressional directive from February 12th of 1998, where the congressional discussion that turned into a military operative directive eventually is to overthrow the Taliban because they absolutely refuse to go along with the pipeline deal from the UNICOL being built from the inner Soviet republics through Afghanistan, down through Pakistan, out to the ports for distribution worldwide. This is reality. This is not make-believe. This is not myth.
So, and they need an excuse to go in there. And, Chris, I think, you know, if you're gonna, why would you want to attack Afghanistan when 15 of the 19, terrorists supposedly involved in September 11th were from Saudi Arabia? And Saudi Arabia is the major financer of this whole world Islamic movement. So So why did you attack Afghanistan? That's what doesn't make any sense.
Well, you have to come back to the fundamental thing. There has been no proof or evidence whatsoever of the people they claimed were even on board the aircraft.
What we do know
is a lot of those individuals that were claimed on board on the aircraft are absolutely still alive.
They're still alive over there, but of course they can't let the American people know that, because if that were really true, that would mean that they left those Americans there to die. In fact, they would have lost almost another 3,000 if their fellow in charge of security at Morgan Stanley hadn't defied the orders he received, defied the people who were broadcasting over the loudspeaker saying, sit at your desk, stay there. And if those people who stayed would have died, he got every one of the people from Morgan Stanley, almost 2,700 out of the building. And then he himself went back in and was killed when the building came down.
It's very important to understand when you do an active, effective study and look at the photos, the video, and talk to the individuals there, that the terrorists were not responsible for the action. This was black operations, deliberately and willfully.
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, anybody who wants any information, simply go to our website under RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to other videos, go down through the other videos, and there's one there on Building 7 coming down. And when you see that come down and the center of the building collapse first, that's what you do with a controlled demolition. So the building will fall in, not out. And Building 7 is a controlled demolition. And if that's true, then, of course, they brought down the other buildings as well. We'll be right back with Major Doug Rocky.
Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. I've got great news for you. With our Buy One, Get One Free Laser Package sale, now is the time to get on the path to vibrant, smooth skin. Got wrinkles, sun damage, age spots, or other skin problems? We can help. At Radiant Clinic, we use the latest and best in laser technology to remedy just about any skin issues. Don't miss out on our Buy One, Get One Free Laser Package sale. For all our exciting specials, visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Major Doug Rocky, and we're talking about depleted uranium. But, Doug, before we go on, do you have a website or a telephone number or anything you'd like to get out?
Well, again, the best website is the old Trap Rock, and it's grassrootspeacenow.org. And, again, this was all to get there, all you have to do basically is type in on any search engine, Army Regulation 700-48. And from that search engine, you can get to the grassrootspeace.org, which is the re-resurrected Trap Rock Peace website. I have to understand Trap Rock Peace Center was taken over and again because they were doing, Sonny Miller and Charlie Jenks were doing such good work that they had to stop them. We have the comeback, and where you can, that's where you can get the Army regulations, the orders, and all the medical directives and the research. It's on that. We have to come back to the reality. There have been numerous orders mandating prompt and optimal medical care for uranium exposures and all the other stuff. I issued the original one in March of 1991. It was followed up by the 3rd United States Army Medical Command, Commanding General's Order from June of 1991. Again, they continued on over all the years. General Eric Shinseki issued it himself. He was just the head of the Army, you know, starting all this current stuff. He issued the order mandating medical care, training, environmental remediation in 1993, personally issued that in August of 1993. Medical care was ordered again in October of 1993 and has been since numerous times. The most recent order, and the one that's most disturbing, is dated 29 April of 2004. And this was for the United States Army Medical Command. It was signed by the Surgeon General for the United States Army at that time, Lieutenant General James B. Peek. It's very important to understand today that General James B. Peek is now the Secretary of the United States Department of Veteran Affairs. Okay? Even though General Peek issued the order, again, reiterating everything we pushed through, we forced him to do it, on medical care for depleted uranium exposures, quote, all personnel with all actual or potential exposure to depleted uranium will be identified, assessed, treated, and assigned a potential exposure level. They identify, approach, will be monitored and tracked according to responsibilities and procedures, you know, and all the guidance. It has not been done. It has not been completed for those from Desert Storm or anybody else affected, whether they're any in Hawaii where the contamination is horrendous also, across the islands there because of the use of uranium munitions and Davy Crockett's and everything else, to Iraq, Afghanistan, the Balkans, Somalia, and everything else. Now, he issued the direct order himself. General Shinseki did in March of 2000, again, coming back to April of 2004. That has never been complied with. He didn't ensure compliance while he was, you know, Surgeon General for the U.S. Army. And what we do know now, and again, totally confirmed, that it has not been done for anybody under the Department of Veteran Affairs other than a handful. When they do the testing, it's done so late, because it's supposed to be done within 24 hours, that there's nothing mobile in the urine due to elimination through biological half-life or sequestering within the body. So they don't find anything. So they claim there's no exposures. And as a consequence, you don't get any medical care. What we again confirmed, and again going back to Lieutenant Colonel Bill Arell, who I found out had died a few years ago, totally denied medical care, absolutely and willfully, deliberately denied medical care as required. He died of cancer. So again, we have a horrendous problem. The Department of Defense, the Department of Veteran Affairs, does not want any soldier to know, does not want any family member to know of the horrific effects of the use of these munitions and the other contaminants in war. They do not want them to know about the mandatory requirements for environmental remediation to limit exposures. They do not want anybody to know about the mandatory medical care. And very simply that once they do get medical care after you've been exposed, all they can do is try to optimize remaining function. It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people...
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people...
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people...
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people...
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people...
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.
And I know you're right on the front lines of this, and a lot of the people.
It's a nightmare that's never ending.